Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
Hey, folks. Dan Frew here with your real estate news for December 1st, 2025. So I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday, but now we're back. And now the news is telling us Trump yesterday on Sunday, He's decided who his next Fed chairman's going to be. So how does this news, on top of the economic news we're getting, going to affect what the Federal Reserve's going to do at the next meeting? It's only in 9 days. So what are they really going to do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're a homeowner or maybe a home buyer trying to figure out what's going on with these things over here. Maybe you're a realtor or a loan officer trying to explain to your clients what in the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So in today's video, here's what we're going to talk about. Trump yesterday on Sunday, it was Sunday, it wasn't last week's decision. Trump says he has made his choice to who's going to lead the Federal Reserve. Well, when we have that news coming in just 9 days before the Fed meeting, this is important news. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the economic news. And most off, we're going to talk about what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it for this week, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I'll give you my news at the end of this video. But the main purpose, reason why I do this is I'm trying to help you guys understand what's going on with these. So let's dive into today's data. So Trump yesterday, he came out and basically said, okay, I know who the next Fed chairman's going to be. So we don't know yet. We have our guesses and those guesses are Hassett. So pay attention to what he's saying and some of the news that you hear on his. Hassett is the name. But here's what we're looking at. This week, the Fed's going to meet in 9 days. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. Well, here's the data that they look at. Okay, so here's what they're trying to control. The Fed was created for two reasons. I don't know if you realize this, but their purpose is to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and also to keep the jobs market at full employment. Well, anything under 5% is full employment. So far, it looks across here, they're not doing so bad of a job. But over through here, the PCE, the inflation number, they want that at 2. We're going to get that number this week. We're actually going to get this number this week. We're going to get this number this week. We're going to get a whole slew of numbers this week. So without further ado, let's get to today's economic news that will be affecting rates, and I'll explain to you guys the whys behind it. So here's what we have for the day. Right through here, the president came in, he said he's basically made up his mind who the next chair is going to be. So here's the rest of the news that we're getting out for this week. Pay attention to it because it fills the void of right through here, the Fed meeting in 9 days, what they look at. So let's try to get an idea based on the data that we have what most likely they're going to do. So let's get over to this. If you're watching this, what we need to figure out is where inflation's going. We know it's high, and where the jobs numbers are going. That's the most important thing for the Fed right now. So this data is what they're the last piece of data they're going to have before blackout period. So let's try to look at these numbers to anticipate what the most likely outcome is from the Fed, and that's going to be the determinant of what your mortgage payment's going to be the rest of this year, maybe even throughout next year. So let's get over to it. Monday, here's what we're going to get. Really nothing today. You go through here, manufacturing PMI, PMI prices and things like this. This will give us a little bit of a bead on the inflation numbers on the manufacturing level. This usually isn't a market mover. Fed GDP, it's running around 3.9 to 4%. That's steady. We have Fed Chairman Powell speaking today. That's going to be a head scratcher because no matter what he says, the markets are going to react. He might come in and say, we don't know what we're going to do. Markets are going to react. If he comes in and says, yeah, the jobs reports are looking weak and you know the inflation's in line, I don't think he's going to say that much, but you never know. So pay attention to what Federal Chairman says today. And then on Tuesday, here's the data that we start to get to really give us the direction on where the economy's going. therefore where the Fed's going to go, and therefore where mortgage rates are going to go. So let's go through and I'll explain each one of these in kind of detail. The JOLTS Index, this gives us job openings and labor transfers. This gives us kind of the breadth of the jobs market. Is it good? Is it bad? How bad is it? How good is it? This will give us kind of an idea through there. That's basically all we're going to get on Tuesday. Wednesday, here's where the data starts. We're going to get ADP payroll numbers. I'm going to throw those out with the toilet water. I'm not even going to say dirty bath water because their numbers are dismal. Okay, so the markets will react to this because there's still not a lot of data, but just take it for what it's worth. But the ADP payroll numbers are they're pretty darn bad. You go down through here. The rest of the news on that day is nothing then Wednesday or Thursday. Continued jobless claims and initial jobless claims. Now this is going to give us the true health of the jobs market. How many people got let go? And how many people continue to stay on unemployment? This is going to give us how healthy the jobs market is directly. Okay, so if you're losing a job, can you get fed right back into the jobs market? That's what we need because we don't need the unemployment rate to keep compiling on itself. So that's the biggest piece to look at, the continued jobless claims. Then when we get on Friday, we're getting a look at that number. PCE, does that look familiar? So we're getting jobs, PCE, inflation numbers, PCE, the official numbers month over month, year over year, and then personal spending. So that's what we're getting this week. Again, why is it so important? Well, it's right through here. Unemployment rate, so the jobs market, and then the PCE, the numbers, the direct PCE numbers, the true inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve monitors. So all these gaps are going to be filled in this week. How are they going to come in? Well, let's kind of look over to the Federal Reserve watch tool. Well, this what this gives us is it's basically the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They use futures and all kind of trading tools to figure out what the Fed's going to do in 9 days. Well, this report showed us the last time the Federal Reserve cut rates, there was a 95% chance the Federal Reserve was going to cut again at this meeting coming up next week. What's the odds this time? Let's go down through here. So there is an 87% chance they're going to cut. So my odds at this point are saying, I truly, in my heart, don't know what they're going to do. But based on the odds, it's telling us they're going to cut. But the first thing I want you guys to understand, if you're here, what do you look at when you're looking at mortgage rates? Okay, so we have the data that you focus in on and you know what it most likely is going to do to rates. So this is telling us, well, rates, they're Fed's probably going to cut. But we know at the last couple meetings when they cut, mortgage rates actually didn't move. In most cases, they went up. So what should we expect at this meeting? Well, let's go over and let me show you a few things I need you to really understand. First off, how do you understand mortgage rates? If you go to Yahoo Finance, we usually use Mortgage News Daily, and they just spread it out pretty darn nicely. Okay, but if you really start looking into mortgage rates, here's what you get. If you go to Yahoo Finance and say, okay, what is today's rates? Here's what you get. Remember what I always said? It's marketing. It's just marketing. Why? Here's what you get underneath. You got Rocket Mortgage, and then you have Amerisave, and then you have Achieve Loans, whoever those are. You go down through here, today's mortgage rates, 30-year fixed, 6%. But if you go over to Mortgage News Daily, it's 6.22. Well, why? If you go down to, you want to even make it further confusing? These are if you're looking to buy. Look, they even have rates if you're looking to refinance. So if you're looking to refinance, the purchase rate is on a 30-year fix is 6. If you're looking to refinance, it's 6.14. And we still have Mortgage News Daily at 6.22. So what is it? Folks, this is marketing. If you really want to understand or know what interest rate you qualify for, go over to my website. Let's go to this. If you're a homeowner right now, put in your RateWatch 2.0 data. Here's what it is. That tool up there that I created, RateWatch 2.0, basically what I want you to do is put in your mortgage information. Let me know what interest rate you'd be interested in refinancing. I'll call you up. We'll go over the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll lock in and get the paperwork started. We don't sell the data. I track it personally. Okay, so but let's get over to here and see how the markets are reacting to this, because if you're buying a house, what kind of rate can you qualify for? So if you're a homeowner, I showed you a tool that can help you out. I wonder if you're looking to buy. Well, let me go over and show you guys the rest of the markets that we're seeing right now. And this isn't good news up through here. I'll explain that in a second. But then I'm going to explain to you guys, I have a scenario or I have a section here now that I call. It's called float or lock. Now, those are usually for people closing within 30 days. But what do you do if you're closing in 60 days, 90 days, 120 days? You're building a home. We'll get to that in a second. But here's what the markets are doing so far today. So there's really not a lot of economic news out. It was a long holiday season. I thought the markets were actually going to open up a little bit better based on the Federal Reserve, the Trump administration coming out saying he knows who the Federal Reserve chairman is going to be. So when that news came out last week, the markets rallied. So why is the markets not rallying today? You know, it's a long weekend. A lot of traders are just coming out, catching back up. It's a new month. A lot of traders might be putting those positions in. So I'm going to let the dust settle with all these. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how these end for the day. But let's go over and say, what do you do if you're looking to close in the next 30 days? Just lock. Just lock in. Don't be clouded by all the smoke and mirrors. Just lock in and move on. If you've already locked, well, I got a tool over here for you right through here back at our website. Upload your loan estimate in there. What we're going to do is we'll review it with over 30 different lenders and we'll get back with you. But I'll explain that 30 different lender here in a second. But let's go over and look at if you're looking to buy, maybe in January, February, March, maybe you're looking to build and you're not going to close until June of next year. Well, I don't think you're going to be in a bad position. Here's what my expectations are in the next 30, 60, 90 days. If you're looking to buy in the spring, I think, you know, just qualify, reach out to us. We'd like to get you pre-approved, but get approved at maybe a rate that's about a quarter to a half percent higher, just to make sure you're safe. In case if rates took a little bit of a bump up, you still know what that payment is and you qualify. Let's say you're looking to build way down the road. What should you do? Just subscribe over there and monitor my rates every day, because I come out and explain to you these rates, the different variations of rates, and the data that's affecting rates through here. So make sure you get pre-approved, not pre-qualified, and make sure you understand and you work with somebody that's going to go through your budget, help you explain what kind of programs are best for you and go over each one of them, and then you decide. How do you do all this? Go to my website right through here. Here's what I want to show you guys. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you're out there and need some help, if you're looking to refinance, use the tools we have up through here. But if you're looking to buy or build, reach out to us. You can ask Dan. That's what a lot of people do, or schedule an appointment with us so we can go over and answer every one of those questions, because there's information that we need from you, and I'm sure there's information that you want from us. So reach out to us and help us navigate, or help you navigate this environment. If you go down through here, we just changed up through here. There's another administration idea out there. They're saying, wonder if we could have a portable mortgage. Well, before everybody started calling me and everything else, I figured I'd post a video on this. So check out the portable video mortgage. Is it a possibility? You might be surprised. I think it might be. So check out that video. But so far today, the bond market's not reacting too good with this. So this is telling us mortgage rates are going to go up a little bit today. You go over here to the stock market, and it's looking like they're going to go down as well. So if you follow me each day, here's the bond that we watch. And this is a bond that most people don't watch. If you're watching me, most likely you're a homeowner or you're looking to buy, maybe you're a realtor, you're a loan officer, trying to explain to your clients what's going on with rates. Well, this bond basically tells it all. This is an MBS. If you look at the top right up through here, this says MBS. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to know is this. If the price of the bond goes down, that means rates, yields are going up. Because this is a mortgage bond, if the bond yield goes up, mortgage rates are going to go up as well. So we don't like when the bond market's going down the price over through here. Here's what most people look at, the 10-year treasury. So if you don't have access to my mortgage-backed security channel, you should just subscribe over there. Just check out the direction of where the 10-year treasury is going. And it kind of mocks or mirrors exactly what's going on with mortgage rates. So that's the call for today, folks. So here's my thoughts on this. If you're closing within 30 days, lock them. If you're closing 30 days or longer, subscribe down there, watch every day, and then pick the timing that's best for you to lock in that rate. If you need some help, reach out to us at the mortgage update or the rateupdate.com right through here. There's a whole bunch of tools here, and there's all kind of ways to get in touch with me and my team up through here. So our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, the bank I work at provides me a license in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. They're also set up with over 30 different lenders, kind of like a broker. So when you apply with us, we're going to get you approved, and then we're out there searching over 30 of the country's largest mortgage companies, lenders, credit unions, to make sure when you call in, you're getting the best rates, lowest fees in the market. And with my over 35 years of experience, you're on the right path. So, folks, that's my report for today. I hope you enjoyed it. But mortgage rates, they're going to tick up a little bit today. Don't be afraid. join me back today at the closing bell. I'll explain all the what happened for the day. And then going forward, the news that's coming out in the next few days, it's going to be really important that these things over here. So make sure you subscribe. So every time I'll post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you here at the closing bell. If you need any assistance, please visit us at therateupdate.com. We'd love to help you maneuver home ownership or maybe looking to refinance just to make that house payment a little more affordable for you and your family. Thanks for watching, folks. I'll see you later at the closing bell. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.